The first Wednesday of Lent. Today's Gospel is from St. Luke. As the crowd increased, Jesus began to speak in this way. People of the present time are evil people. They ask for a sign, but no sign will be given to them except the sign of Jonah. As Jonah became a sign for the people of Nineveh, so will the Son of Man be a sign for this generation. The Queen of the South will rise up on Judgment Day with the people of these times and accuse them. For she came from the ends of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon, and here there is one greater than Solomon. The people of Nineveh will rise up on Judgment Day with the people of these times and accuse them, for Jonah's preaching made them turn from their sins, and here is greater than Jonah. Today's commentary is from Roger J. Lundry from Hyannis in Massachusetts in the United States of America. Today Jesus describes that the sign he will give to evil people is himself, as the sign of Jonah. As Jonah became a sign for the people of Nineveh, so will the Son of Man be a sign for this generation. Just as Jonah allowed himself be tossed overboard to still the raging tempest and save the sailors' lives, so Jesus allows himself to be tossed overboard to calm the storms of sin that threaten our lives. Just as Jonah spent 3 days in the belly of the whale before being spit out onto dry land, so Jesus will spend 3 days in the belly of the earth before walking out of the empty tomb. The sign that Jesus would give to the evil people of every generation is the sign of his death and resurrection. His death, freely accepted, is a sign of God's incredible love for us. Jesus gave his life to save ours. His resurrection from the dead is the sign of his divine power. This is the most powerful and moving sign ever given. But Jesus is the sign of Jonah in yet another sense. Jonah was an icon and an agent of conversion. At his preaching, 40 more days and Nineveh will be destroyed. John 3:4. The pagan Ninevites converted. As everyone from the king to the children to animals covered themselves in sackcloth and ashes. During these 40 days of Lent, we have someone far greater than Jonah preaching conversion to us, Jesus himself, and our conversion should be just as thorough. For Jonah was a servant, St. John Chrysostom writes, in the person of Christ, but I am the master, and he came forth from the whale, but I rose from the dead, and he proclaimed destruction, but I come preaching the good news of the kingdom. A week ago, on Ash Wednesday, we covered ourselves in ashes and heard individually the word of Jesus' first homily, repent and believe in the gospel. The question for us is, have we responded yet with deep conversion, like the Ninevites, and embraced that gospel?